All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, so in the midst of everything else we got going on, you know we always have time for football. Sully is back in the saddle. He's curated a list. It is a rapid fire of totals, where we touch on a little bit of the fantasy football element. Just a quick taste, if you will. Sully.
That's right. This is from ESPN. And it is NFL over-under predictions, 32 picks for fantasy. We're going to highlight the best of these. Let's start with a trade that we had talked about a lot with Amari Cooper. He's now in Dallas. Over-under 6.5 touchdowns. Six and a half touchdowns for Amari.
Over. Because, listen, Dak's going to be out to prove the entire world wrong. Amari was a great fit there. The running game will be rolling. I'll go over. I think Amari could. Look, Jerry Jones, despite being a real pain in the ass and a goofball, has made a series of shrewd moves in the last 4 years running the Cowboys. Trading for Amari Cooper is one of them. I'll say over.
Finito.
Will Pat Shurmur get fired?
Well, yes. Perfect timing, actually. New York Giants, how about this one? Over, under. 5.5 starts for Daniel Jones this year.
The Giants have opened up each of the last two seasons 1-7, which, as you might expect, has been a true delight for me. I just don't see a way that Daniel Jones being drafted where he was drafted and then Gettleman saying the dumb things he did, like, oh, he might redshirt 3 years. The New York fan base and the New York media will not abide. I can't imagine the Giants being any good this year. I'll say over. I mean, think about it. Let's say the team, even by week 10, is 3-7. You're done.
Yeah.
You got to play the kid. I'd play him from Jump Street. Sooner I play him, the sooner I can get rid of him if he sucks.
Double box.
Another rookie quarterback, Washington Redskins, over under 8.5 starts for Dwayne Haskins.
I'll say over. I know they want to, you know, slow roll, but like this bet to me, all these quarterbacks now, it's about playing them. It's you don't sit guys. I mean, who the hell's even there now? Is it Case Keenum? Is that who's the place sitter?
Yep.
It'll take them to about week two to realize he sucks, and that year in Minnesota was an aberration. I'll say over.
NFC North, Bears, over under 9.5 sacks for Khalil Mack.
Over. Next.
Lions, over under 908.5 rushing yards for Kerryon Johnson.
Way over.
They go for 1,000.
Yeah, because they're going to pound him into the dirt. Over. I mean, hell. If he's not over 900 rushing yards, this is a 5-win football team. Mm-hmm. Why don't we start there?
We might lose to the Browns.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Browns and Steelers. David, we have to watch that game together.
Over under 9 wins for the Packers.
We did this yesterday, and this was on David's list. It's okay. I got to be honest with you. It's 9. You need a half in there for me to really bet. So why don't we just look? I really think they're going to be a 9-7 wild card type team, but I'll go over just to hurt David's feelings.
All right, Vikings over under 15.5 total turnovers for Kirk Cousins this year. Will he turn the ball over 16 times this season?
It's just in his DNA.
Yeah.
It's who he is. I mean, I could see him having a good year, but turnover-wise, he's always thrown an untimely pick. You know, you're up 14-0, going down the field to score again. Oops, pick six, 14-7, the whole thing unravels. I'll say over.
And I don't think you've said under yet. I like it. A lot of over bets.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure this will really be good.
Carolina Panthers, I know you like this guy. Christian McCaffrey, over under 1,720 rushing/receiving yards.
Over.
For him.
Over. I mean, he's remade his body. He's proved durable. They don't take him off the field. And Cam Newton gets worse and worse and worse. I mean, C-Mac is something unbelievable, man. That kid is incredible. I'll say over.
How about Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Under.
Over under 14 and a half starts.
Under.
For Jameis Winston.
Under. Again, you want to talk about a turnover machine? It gets to a point with Jameis Winston that you can't play him because he's turning it over 3 to 4 times a week. Fumbles, picks, just please get rid of him. I'm going to go under there. I don't even know who the backup is, and I don't care. Under.
Who wants pizza?
10.5 wins for the Rams.
I'm going to say under. I'll say under because I think Todd Gurley, there's something majorly wrong with his knee. They also drafted Daryl Henderson in the third round. I'm very scared, and we saw what that team looked like when Todd Gurley wasn't full tilt. Jared Goff is a different quarterback. I will say under. I could see them going 10-6.
Yeah. All right, this next one with Seattle. This is such a fantasy football type question. We actually were talking about this with Seattle's receivers.
Will DK Metcalf ever successfully run a route?
Well, it's along the receiving lines, though. Over under 880 receiving yards for Seattle's leading receiver.
Under.
They won't have a receiver over 880.
No, under. I think they'll spread it around, but they are going to pound the rock. They are unbelievable at running the football. They'll continue to do so. And guess what? Rashad Penny in year two is going to take a few of those receptions away as his role increases. I'll say under.
Buffalo Bills over under a 52 completion percentage for Josh Allen.
What was he last year? 49?
Last year, he was 52.8.
Over under 52, I'll go over.
He's got to kind of be a little
better. I'd like to think he could improve by a percentage point, right?
Yep.
The problem is, you know, outside of Cole Beasley, who the hell is he throwing the ball to? They really didn't do a good job getting him the weapons I thought they were going to get him.
Nope.
But I'll say over, but barely.
Patriots, 11 wins.
I quit. I'm not answering. Every year I go under, they go over. I. How are they replacing Rob Gronkowski? How? They're not. But the problem is that division is so bad. The Jets and the Bills and the Dolphins, that's 4-5. That's 6 wins. 5 wins.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go under. I can't do it.
It's set time!
I can't do it.
Le'Veon Bell, over under 1,025 rushing yards.
Under.
The Jets.
I'm going to go under. I just don't think it's going to be as smooth. It's his running style is very unique. That offensive line in Pittsburgh was very unique. There was a symbiotic relationship. I think it'll be under. I think he's going to catch a ton of passes. But I'll go under for the rushing total.
Okay, a couple more quick ones here. Steelers, this is an interesting one.
Under.
Over under 86.5 tackles for Devin Bush. 86.5 tackles.
I mean, I got to believe he's going to be on the field all the time.
Yep.
I go over.
All right, this is a perfect one to close on because it's a bit on the show. Over under 14.5 starts for Jaguars quarterback Nick Foles.
Oh, over.
He'll start every game?
Yeah, he'll start every game, and they'll go 7-9, and then you're going to have to say mea culpa to the entire city of Detroit as you pimped Nick Foles out as an upper-level quarterback. I'll say over, though. He's their starter.
You know what? Screw it. I'll throw in one more here.
Oh, okay.
Chiefs, over under 35.5 total touchdowns for Pat Mahomes.
Does Tyreek Hill play? If yes, then yes. If no, then no.
Okay.
I'm not being flippant or sarcastic, none of it. It all comes down to Tyreek Hill for me. If he's not in that offense, I think the whole thing unravels.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.